In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The prayer over the people that concludes the Mass for Tuesday in the first week of Lent is as follows. May our prayers ascend to thee, O Lord, and drive away all wickedness from thy church. In order to understand this Mass and the meaning of the prayers which we find in it, we should perhaps take a moment to review the lesson that was given to you 2 years ago during the program we had for Lent. In 2020, the theme of the sermons was the spiritual interpretation of the scriptures that we find every day and learning how to make that interpretation every time you encounter such passages of scripture. Those of you who were present at the time may recall that you were to ask yourself 4 questions in order to understand the passages each day of Lent and other times when you would encounter the scriptures throughout the year. That is because there is, first of all, the literal or historical interpretation of God's Word, in which we ask ourselves, what is happening? What is being related? What is occurring in this passage? What are the events? Then there are, though, the 3 spiritual interpretations of Scripture, the allegorical, the moral, and the anagogical. For each of these, we must ask in turn a question. As to the allegorical, when we open our missals and examine the passages of Scripture each day of Lent, we should ask ourselves, where here is Christ? Where is Christ? Where is his church? Where are his sacraments? For Christ, his church, his sacraments are one. That is the question we must ask as to the allegorical interpretation. As to the moral, we ask the question, where am I? Where is my own soul in this passage? How does it apply to my own actions and the amendment of my life? And finally, there is the anagogical. Where is eternity in this passage of Scripture? Very often, it is only one of these spiritual interpretations that figures prominently in the passage. Today, there are 2 especially, but I will insist very much on 1. First of all, then, let us understand the reason for this prayer that I have just quoted to you, the prayer over the people. I explained the meaning of these prayers over the people, which we find each weekday of Lent, a few days ago. And we understand today that it applies very much to the gospel we have heard. Today's gospel comes from the 21st chapter of St. Matthew. So it may seem that we are taking things very much out of order. This is at the end of our Lord's public ministry. It is just before his passion, when our Lord enters Jerusalem in triumph, but then proceeds to cleanse the temple, to chase out the vendors, chase out the money changers, crying out, "Make not my Father's house a house of traffic. It is a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves." One might wonder why this passage is being placed only at the beginning of our Lenten pilgrimage. Well, it is important to remember that there is another gospel that speaks of it in a different way. St. John also speaks of the cleansing of the temple. However, he places it at the beginning of his gospel, just after the miracle at Cana. Normally, this is understood to mean that there were 2 cleansings. Our Lord went to Jerusalem early in his ministry and cleansed the temple and chased it out. But then several years later, he came back and found the same thing going on. And so he did it once again. Nevertheless, although we find ourselves at the beginning of his public ministry, the Church uses the Gospel of St. Matthew today, for it speaks in greater detail of what went on in the cleansing of the temple, even though St. Matthew was referring to the event that occurred at the end of our Lord's ministry. For it goes on to say, after he has cleansed the temple, it says, "There came to him the blind and the lame in the temple, and he healed them. It speaks of the work that our Lord is doing, teaching and healing. This then is the meaning of the prayer over the people, which is also closely tied to the collect of today's Mass. Look down upon thy household, O Lord, and grant that our souls, chastened by the mortification of the flesh, may glow in thy sight with the desire for thee. Certainly, then, we can understand an allegorical interpretation here, that the Church is praying that Christ may come here in our time and cleanse his Church, which is full of sinners, which is full of corruption, which is full of fading away from the truth. Yes, indeed, the Church makes that her prayer that her spouse may come and cleanse the entire Church of Christ in these dark times and cause them to shine once again with fervor and with the desire only for him. There is, of course, also, though, the moral interpretation that is very dear to the fathers with regards to this passage also. That is, Christ is coming now to cleanse the temple of our soul. And this he accomplishes by our cooperation. Our cooperation then consists in the cleansing of the body, the body which St. Paul tells us is the temple of the Holy Ghost. It is our task then during Lent to cleanse our bodies, to undergo mortification, and to practice works of mercy. In this way, cleansed of the idols that we find in this temple, the idols of impurity, an attachment to earthly goods, attachment to nourishment, gluttony, all these things chased out, and then the practice of the works of mercy, the works of generosity, whereby we rid this temple of greed. This temple then just thus cleansed by our own efforts and cooperation with the grace of Christ, enables then Christ to come truly deeper into our souls during Lent and cleanse our souls of our most grievous faults and allow us finally to overcome them by his grace. This is the great work that we are begging of Christ today, which is why we have the words of the prophet today, which will accompany us throughout Lent. Indeed, they are found every morning in the office of Prime. Querite Dominum, seek the Lord while he may be found. We are asking our Lord to come triumphantly now into our souls, as he did 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem. We are begging him to come and cleanse this temple of all the idols that are to be found in it, all the vices, all the greed. Chasing these things out, then, we will at long last be able to serve him with unspotted mind and body. And this, then, is the meaning of that prayer that we have over the people at the end. A few days ago, I spoke to you about this prayer over the people in terms of being armed for the combat, for that is often what we find as the imagery in this final prayer of the Mass, and that was what we found the other day when we spoke about it. Today, however, the imagery is a little bit different. We are begging for our Lord to come into our soul as a healer, and as we bow down at the end of the Mass to receive this final blessing over our souls, we are asking that grace that Christ may come and heal us of our infirmities. With these precious days of salvation that we have before us, then, let us seek the Lord while he may be found, that he may cleanse this temple of body and soul and make in it a worthy dwelling place for our sweet Savior, Jesus Christ, our spouse for all eternity. Amen.